بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أما بعد, as you're aware, the month of Ramadan is coming fast. Inshallah, it should be next week, inshallah. So today I'm just going to cover a few virtues of Ramadan, inshallah, so that we can prepare for Ramadan. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Do good all the time and seek to be recipients of the outpouring of Allah's mercy. Indeed, Allah showers down these special outpourings of His mercy to whomsoever He wills from His slaves." Although Allah constantly showers His mercy, love and blessings upon us throughout the year, there are certain times of the year wherein He is even more generous to us. These are special seasons, days and moments in which it is even easier to acquire His pleasure, earn His forgiveness and be saved from the hellfire. The blessed month of Ramadan is one such season when we witness the fruits of Allah's love and kindness. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The month of Ramadan has come to you, a blessed month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obligated its fasting upon you. In it, the gates of paradise are opened, the gates of hellfire are closed, and the rebellious devils are chained. In it, Allah has a night which is better than 1,000 months. Whoever is deprived of its good is truly deprived." Some of the scholars have narrated this hadith as the basis of congratulating one another for the arrival of Ramadan. Why shouldn't the believer be congratulated when the gates of paradise have opened? Why shouldn't the sinner be congratulated when the gates of the hellfire have closed? And why shouldn't the intelligent be congratulated for a time when the devils are chained? And how can this be a time compared to any other time? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also alluded, "When it is the first night of the month of Ramadan, the devils and the rebellious jinn are tied up. The doors of hellfire are closed, and none of its doors are opened. The doors of paradise are opened, and none of the doors are closed. A caller calls out, 'O seeker of good, come forward. O seeker of evil, stop.' And every night Allah frees slaves from the hellfire. Ramadan is short, so let us not shorten it further with our negligence and use it wisely. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The five daily prayers, Jummah to Jummah and Ramadan to Ramadan, expiate for the sins perpetrated in between them, so long as one stays away from the major sins." Also, the month of Ramadan is the month of the Quran. Ramadan is the month of reciting the Quran. Allah Ta'ala says, "Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'anu hudan lin-nas wa bayyinatin min al-huda wal-furqan." Ramadan is the month which the Quran was revealed, a guidance for mankind and clear proofs of the guidance and the criterion between right and wrong. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The scriptures of Ibrahim were revealed on the first night of Ramadan. The Torah was revealed after 6 nights of Ramadan had passed. And the gospel was revealed after 13 nights of Ramadan had passed. And the Quran was revealed after 24 nights of Ramadan had passed." Allah Ta'ala also says in the Quran, "Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykumu siyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon." Fasting is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, so that you may attain taqwa, piety and mindfulness of Allah. Taqwa is to protect yourself from the punishment of Allah by avoiding His prohibitions and implementing His commands. When we fast, we temporarily make haram on ourselves with what is usually halal, eating, drinking, etc. This teaches us to say no to our nafs and inner desires. This helps our taqwa to grow, making it easier to restrain ourselves from haram throughout the year. Know that Allah wants ease for us. Ayyaman ma'dudat. Fast for a limited number of days. Fasting is obligatory upon us only for a limited number of days, between 29 to 30 days. From His mercy, Allah made this amount manageable and easy for us. Furthermore, He made this short amount of time a source of immense blessings. Hafsa bin Sirin quoted Abu al-Aliyah as saying, "The fasting person is in a state of worship so long as he does not backbite anyone, even if he is sleeping in his bed." Then Hafsa would say, "How wonderful it is that I am in a state of worship whilst I am sleeping on my bed." Fasting is a unique reward. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Every action of a son of Adam is multiplied. A good deed receiving a 10-fold to 700-fold reward. Allah the Almighty has said, except for fasting, it is for me and I will personally reward it. He abandons his desires and food for my sake. The fasting person will have two moments of joy, one when he opens his fast and the other when he will meet his Lord. The unpleasant smell coming out of his mouth is more fragrant to Allah than musk. And we'll just conclude in this final hadith. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed there is a gate in paradise called Ar-Rayyan. Those who fasted will enter through it on the day of judgment. No one else will enter through it along with them. It will be said, where are those who fasted? Then they will get up and there will be none other than them to enter through it. Once they have all entered, it will be closed and no one else will enter through it. So may Allah Ta'ala give us the ability to act and appreciate Ramadan, and may Allah Ta'ala make it a source of ease and comfort and for our du'as to be accepted. Ameen. So we're just going to conclude in the next 5 minutes. So if your brothers are still to pray sunnahs, you can pray your sunnahs, and inshallah adhan will take place at 1:45. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.